Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, and conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, we've got part one of a great interview with University of Wisconsin guard Brad Davison. Let's get going. This episode is presented by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. This makes total sense, going from Tony Dungy to my next guest, because 2.5 years ago, I attended an event that featured Coach Dungy and several of his celebrity guests. If I'm not mistaken, Peyton Manning was there that day. But even before Coach Dungy hit the main stage, I attended a Fellowship of Christian Athletes breakfast, and a high school dual sport athlete named Brad Davison was one of the speakers. What struck me about him was he was so introspective and authentic about his faith, both the challenges he wrestled with and the excitement that he had in serving the Lord. I was so impressed. I connected with his father afterwards because I wanted to work on some follow-up interviews in my role at that time working with the FCA in Minnesota. The conversation with Brad was interesting, but I was blown away by the countless stories of his selflessness and character in speaking with his coaches, his parents, and a few of his friends. After graduating from Maple Grove Senior High School, Brad headed to the University of Wisconsin, and he started most of his freshman season. Then last year, he started every game, and he was among the team leaders in several categories. What impresses me most is that Brad remained so humble, faithful, and despite his age, so wise. Find out for yourself. Let's get to our conversation with Brad Davison. So Brad, welcome to Winning Is Not Everything. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to this opportunity.
That's incredible, man. Thank you so much for joining us. So my first question for you, Brad, being intentionally vague, what's your favorite childhood sports-related memory?
There's a lot of memories over the years, but I would say my greatest memory was 8th grade state basketball tournament. The last 4 years before this, we were always ranked number one or two in the state, but we never got the state championship trophy. We always came up a couple games short. So 8th grade, our final year of traveling, we finally got to that state championship game and got the win. So it's kind of all the hard work paid off the 4 years before, and it kind of made it all worth it in that moment.
What do you think was the difference, Brad? As you said, you guys were really highly ranked before that, but what do you think was the difference in that year of being able to finally achieve that goal?
You know, I think everyone kind of saw it as that was kind of the finish line right there. That was the tournament we all had circled. You know, I don't know if there's specifically one thing, but at that time, when you spend 4 years with the same group of guys or the same core group of guys, you really form strong relationships and a strong bond. And we had been through the losses before. We've been through the tough times coming up short. I think it all kind of just added fuel to the fire for us. So it was kind of like fate that was supposed to be our year.
Which coach encouraged and inspired you most when you were younger?
I had a lot of great coaches. But the one that inspired me the most, I would say Coach Matt Lombardi. He was my high school football coach at Maple Grove High School. And, you know, he was kind of basketball was always my main sport growing up. And I didn't necessarily start taking football as serious as basketball until around 10th grade. And before I even saw myself as a great football player, Coach Lombardi believed in me from the first day that I stepped on the field with him. You know, he held me to a very high standard, pushed me every day, even when there was times where I didn't think I could perform as well as he maybe thought I could. Him instilling that confidence in me and him instilling that passion for a new sport and a new game and instilling that love of the game in me is something that I'll never forget. And he continues to have an impact on me even to this day.
I know that I sent you this question beforehand for sure. Who's an unsung hero from your childhood?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty easy for me to pick one out. And it's probably someone that a lot of people wouldn't necessarily think I would say, but it's Matt Christensen. He was the JV basketball coach at Maple Grove High School, which unfortunately I never got the chance to play for because I got to play on varsity for 4 years. But every morning, about 3 to 4 days a week, he would wake up and open the gym and rebound for me at 6 a.m. before school. when just about, it was just myself, Coach Christensen, the custodian, were the only ones in the building at that time. And it was, it's something that I personally feel like I'm kind of fully indebted to him, because he had no reason, no obligation to do that. You know, he was, that wasn't part of his contract. That wasn't what he was there to do. But he just took it upon himself to let me know that, you know, he was always there for me. We had so many great intentional conversations that were rarely about basketball during that time in the morning. So those are times that I'll always cherish and be thankful for. And also those opportunities, getting to school early in the morning with them, really instilled, you know, that work ethic into me moving forward that I still carry today in college. So lots to be thankful for when it comes to my relationship with Matt Christensen.
What compelled you to do that, to get up so early and say, I need to go to the gym before school and get some shots up?
Well, that was one thing with when I played, I didn't specialize in sports. So I made it a point that I wanted to play as, be as competitive as I could in high school. So I played both basketball and football. But what comes with that is there's still only 24 hours in a day. So I had to come up with more ways where I had more hours to work with, so I could still get my shots up and be in the gym even in the midst of football season. So for me, that was getting up early and going before school. You know, I had the gym to myself. It didn't interfere with football. And for me, it was just a time where I could really lock in and reset. And I love starting my day in a productive way.
Did you have a goal for how many shots you either took or made during that time?
I did not. Goals, when I, in my workouts, or something, I didn't start necessarily doing it until I got to college. What I would do is I had the same drill, cone drill, that was ball handling to pull-ups that I would do each morning. And then we would just try to make five in a row from a certain amount of spots, and we'd keep moving back, and we tried to beat the record from the day before. So I guess that you could consider that a goal as well.
What's one thing you would tell your 8, 12, or 16-year-old self? Now, I know that's a little bit difficult for you because you're not that much older than 16 right now. But what would you say is one thing you would tell your 8, 12, or 16-year-old self?
You know, I think at all those stages, I would just tell myself to never lose the joy in what I'm doing. And I think as you grow older and older, there are more and more external factors and circumstances that truly try to steal your joy, whether that's circumstances, people, expectations, whatever that may be. You can't give others that kind of power over your joy and over your perspective. So I would tell myself, no matter what I'm doing, work as hard as I can, no matter the outcome, no matter the circumstance, always try to remain joyful throughout the process of it.
That is an outstanding perspective, Brad. A few years ago, I had a chance to chat with your mother, and it's so clear that your parents positively influenced your athletic journey. What's one way that they did do that for you?
You know, first and foremost, they were just simply always there. Whether it was basketball games, football games, baseball games, they were always there front and center, supporting me and encouraging me. And one thing that, you know, we still talk about to this day is kind of that work ethic that was instilled in me, is my parents never pushed sports on me. They never pushed going to the gym early or staying up late, any of the early mornings or late nights. That was always a choice that I made. And I think because of that choice that was individually made by myself, is that's why I truly fell in love with the process of what goes into playing games. You know, everyone sees the final product, you could say, but there's a lot of behind the scenes process that goes into that. And I think, you know, along my journey of falling in love with that is importantly, a lot of my parents never forcing me to do that. You know, they have guided me and encouraged me, but every time I asked to go shoot, my dad always said yes. He didn't say no a whole lot when it was something about that. But they never pushed me to do that. And that's something that I, you know, I'm filled with gratitude still to this day.
Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss part two of my interview with University of Wisconsin guard Brad Davison. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Winning Is Not Everything. Remember, youth sports is not about titles, trophies, and rankings. It's about character development, effort, and sportsmanship. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you again next time.